This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's really great to be with you today. There's nothing worse than not being able to sleep. Do you know the feeling? I read somewhere that 58% of people have trouble sleeping at night. The National Sleep Foundation actually quotes that figure, 58%. So it's a widespread problem for many of us, not being able to get a good night's sleep. Tension, stress, and anxiety can lead to insomnia. And you might have heard advice like, try drinking some warm milk before you go to bed, or avoid caffeine, or try counting sheep. Someone even suggested, picture something boring, let your mind drift off into sleep. But of course, there's no guarantee that any of this will work. And the problem is that the more anxious you become about not sleeping, the less sleep you end up getting. And that can lead to this awful feeling of hopelessness in the dark hours. But what can you do? Well, you can turn the problem over to God, and you say to yourself, well, this is silly. I can trust Him to work it out. Did you know, for example, in Psalm 77 from the Old Testament, we meet the author. He was having a bad night's sleep. And he prays to God, all night long I pray, lifting my hands to heaven, pleading. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for His help. I cannot sleep until you act. I'm too distressed even to pray. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will He ever again, or never again rather, be favourable? Has He slammed His door in anger on His love? That's verses from Psalm 77. So all his problems seemed much worse because it was night or early morning and he'd felt overwhelmed and hopeless. And he even feels that God has abandoned him and that God's love has gone forever. Of course, that is never the case. He couldn't sleep, and you might know that when our minds won't shut off and sleep evades us, we do get things out of perspective, just like the psalmist did there. Now, this is an extreme example. We're not always kept awake by difficult issues, of course, but sometimes we just can't sleep. We don't know why. We toss and we turn, and those dark hours become a playground for panic and anxiety. Now, here's a question for you. Is it possible that God is trying to get our attention in those sleepless moments? Think about this, that maybe he wants to say something to help us, maybe to get us to refocus on something that's happening in our own lives. And I think our problem is today that we're so busy, we need to stop and hear the small, still voice of God in our lives. I recall that Chuck Colson had an experience one night when he couldn't sleep. He had been an attorney in the White House during the Nixon administration, and Colson was sentenced to prison for his involvement in the Watergate cover-up. But he gave his life to Jesus Christ. He decided that he wanted to become an active Christian. And after he was released on parole, he had trouble sleeping in his nice, comfortable bed. And one night, after he finally went to sleep, he dreamt he was back in Maxwell Prison. This was in Alabama. Now, it startled him so much that he woke up and remembered the day that he spoke to a fellow prisoner there called Archie. And Archie had said to Colson, "When you're released, what are you going to do for us? I've seen big shots like you go and come and go from here, and they all say they'll help, and then they get out and forget us fast. There ain't anybody that cares for us. Nobody cares." So Chuck Colson insisted that he would do something, even though Archie didn't believe him. And as a result of that nighttime memory, do you know that Chuck Colson founded Prison Fellowship Ministry? It's become a great help to thousands of inmates in prison around the world. It seemed as if that nighttime memory for him was God's way of calling for his attention. Now, does that mean that every time you can't sleep that God's trying to get your attention? No, it doesn't mean that. But the Bible says that God never sleeps. Psalm 121 says, "He will never let me stumble, slip or fall, for he's always watching, never sleeping. He protects you day and night." So isn't it wonderful that we have a God like that? So maybe you still have trouble sleeping, but it's good to know that you've got a loving God who's with you whatever time it is. And let's be open to that possibility that he can come to us in those sleepless nights. Well, thank you, Lord, that you've promised to sustain us, you comfort us, and we're satisfied in the knowledge of your presence and power at all times, even in those dark moments when we can't sleep. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.